California approved more than $140 million for at least 20,000 prisoners, according to prosecutors Tuesday. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. USA Today reports the scheme resulted in claims filed in the names of well-known convicted murderers like Scott Peterson and Kerry Steiner. From March to August, more than 35,000 inmates were named in claims filed with the California Employment Development Department, with more than 20,000 being paid. A judge said California cannot ban offensive license plates. Judge John Tiger ruled that it violates freedom of speech. The case was filed in March against DMV Director Scott Gordon on behalf of five Californians denied permission to put their messages on personalized license plates. Counties in every corner of California set records on their way to the state's highest daily case count of the COVID-19 pandemic. Altogether, there were 20,554 new cases reported around California Monday alone, according to the Mercury News. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt area CHP got a call of a vehicle rollover on State Route 36 near milepost marker 41.9 near the Dinsmore Airport. As a result, 34-year-old Sean Ryan of Eureka suffered major injuries and died as a result. The OptumServe site located at Redwood Acres in Eureka will soon expand no-cost COVID-19 testing to include a Saturday and Sunday. Starting on Monday, testing will be available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day of the week. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.